Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is JC English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to chat about oregano, which is one of the top 10 herbs in the world for flavoring food. Oregano is an important herb, particularly in Italian cooking. It is used to flavor a wide variety of dishes, including pasta, pizza, meat dishes, fish, and even stir fries. Interestingly, oregano is a Greek name meaning joy of the mountain. The plant is native to the Mediterranean region and is also in the mint family. Oregano is a low-growing, creeping ground cover. It is a perennial plant with spade-shaped olive-green leaves. It has pink flowers when in bloom, and there are green, gold, and variegated plant forms available. Oregano usually needs full sun, but place it in a semi-shade position if grown in a very hot garden. They spread quite wide, so plant them about 30 to 50 centimeters apart. They work well as a ground cover companion plant to veggies like tomato, cucumber, lettuce, and cabbage. You can also use oregano as edging for pathways or grow them between paver stones. Many insects also don't like the smell of oregano, so it's a herb that can be added to insect repelling sprays. You can sow oregano seeds in springtime. Oregano also has long trailing stems that root themselves as they grow. These runners root easily so you can divide an existing plant. Make sure to keep the roots moist and replant the runners immediately. Also, regular trimming will encourage the plant to become dense and bushy. There's also a bit of confusion between oregano and another herb called marjoram. Oregano and marjoram are not the same thing. Marjoram is a separate species in the oregano family. It has a sweet and spicy fragrance and has a more upright growth habit than oregano. Oregano also makes a good container specimen. It also is a herb that has traditionally been used for healing, disinfecting, and preserving. Medicinally, it has previously been used to treat coughs, headaches, stomach upsets, and seasickness. Oregano also has a very strong flavor, so can be used fresh or dried. Do a large harvest of the plant in autumn if you are planning to dry the herb. When drying oregano, wash the leaves and stems and allow them to dry or pat dry with a dish towel. Tie the stems together in small bunches and hang them upside down in a well-ventilated but dark spot away from dust. Once the oregano is dry, it can be stored in clean glass jars. Drying oregano concentrates the flavor, so you would use considerably less compared to using fresh oregano. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.